Remo took a step toward the spotlights. The first high-velocity volley exploded through the blinding wall of light like dozens of tiny solar flares. Through the spotlight glare, Remo could distinguish 12 distinct flashes erupting from the first row of gunmen, followed closely by another dozen explosions from the gunmen in the second row. Everything ran together in a furious blur. Remo dodged the initial volley, and in avoiding it, stepped into the second wave of deadly metal fragments. It was clever in a rudimentary way, but it was also very, very presumptuous. Instead of dodging the first shots, Remo moved toward them, ducking and skittering in the manner he had learned during his earliest years of Shinninju training. A deer slug burned past his right earlobe, making the air sizzle. A split-second jog to the left, and Remo avoided a spreading wall of buckshot. It was a clever tactic to mix shells in with slugs. While single bullets were easier to dodge, the shot created an obstacle that almost forced him into the line of deadly fire. His hands, lightning fast, shot out in a flashing blur, driving a hard wall of compressed air before them, and two slugs deflected harmlessly into the Wyoming night. Twisting and spinning his way through the deadly hail, Remo looked like a contortionist who'd turned tennis player. Remo knew the attack pattern now. Every other man in the first row was buckshot, while those in between were bullets. The second row had been arranged exactly opposite the row of kneeling men, so that its fiery pattern complemented that of the first line. A tight smile of confidence riding his face, Remo moved steadily forward as all 24 men unloaded their weapons on his lean frame. His smile evaporated almost immediately. Remo knew then he had made a deadly miscalculation. The missiles launched at him now were not the same. It was as if the carefully planned first attack had given way to complete chaos. Shooters who had been firing shells now loosed buckshot, while those with buckshot switched to shells. But the tactical change was not just a mirror image of the first attack. The ammo redistribution was completely random now. A single ball of metal was hurtling toward him where he expected buckshot. Remo surged left and rolled low into a flying field of buckshot. He sprang forward, angling right, ahead of the metal shot fragments pelting the dusty ground behind him. Even as he closed in on the lights, Remo could feel his inner rhythm. It was off, dangerously off. More shooting erupted beyond the spotlights, the steady burp of automatic weapons fire this time. Remo could differentiate between powder loads and muzzle velocity sounds. This was an AR-15, the weapon of choice for the Truth Church. No time to worry about that now. 5 humming bullets came seeking his chest. Remo flattened himself on the ground to avoid them, then executed an impossible flip like a pancake being tossed by a giant spatula from his stomach to his back. 3 rounds of buckshot kicked up a cloud of dust at the spot where he had been a split second earlier. More deadly slugs flew toward him, but the second wave appeared to be petering out. In fact, the rounds from the rogue AR-15 seconds before appeared to have missed him entirely. The lights were now only a few feet away. A final shot whizzed toward him from between the spotlight, a deer slug. Remo had only to lean to one side, and the bullet missed him by a healthy foot. A second later, he arrived between the lights and at the 2 rows of Truth Church disciples. Some were busy trying to reload their weapons. Others lay prone in their firing positions. He'd worry about the shooters on the ground later. The hands of those trying to reload shook as they scrambled to stuff shells into open breaches. Remo danced in between the 2 lines, cracking a temple here, shattering a sternum there. Broken shotguns dropped, scattering red paper shells like Christmas firecrackers. Stunned faces were mushed into the soft red clay. When he was finished, Remo paused, ready to deal with the ones who should have jumped off the ground firing by now. Except they weren't. They lay on their stomachs as if paralyzed. There were no pre-attack signals coming from any of them. In fact, no signals at all. The air was dead all around.
What gives?
Remo crouched to examine one shooter. He lay on his back. His flesh was inert. A fading warmth was seeping out of it. The man was dead. Remo flipped him over. A pair of crimson streaks painted the lighter patches of his camouflage jacket. Shot in the back. Remo checked the others. All had been shot at close range. Even some of the ones Remo had finished off had suffered additional minor flesh wounds. It had to be the work of the lone AR-15 that had opened up while Remo was busy avoiding the shotgun attack.